Hey guys, I'm back with another episode, and I didn't realize this, but my first episode last week didn't have any audio. Honestly, for this like podcast, I kind of went with the just do an upload and check, which this time or last week, I thought all the audio was working. Apparently it wasn't. So, that's fun. I also just have to work out a better audio system for my computer. I can't really do much right now, mainly because I'm in my wheelchair and it's kind of hard to mess around with my entire computer system. That's all very close put together. And yeah, it's not fun. And also, I'm barely on my big computer right now. Mainly because my chair, surprisingly, I didn't think about this before surgery. My gaming chair is actually a lot lower than my wheelchair. And obviously, I probably could bring up my gaming chair a little bit, but I probably wouldn't feel comfortable with dangling my boot for that long and not be, yeah, it wouldn't feel comfortable all around. So I haven't been on my big, the only thing I come on my big computer for right now is to do my podcast. That's the only reason I'm on my big computer. I probably could just do it on my laptop, but I don't know. I like using the Yeti. So yeah. Oh gosh. Also, I was right. Chainsmokers. They released a new album. So far so good. I want to confirm because I'm very bad at remembering words. That's just a thing. I'm just really, yeah, so far so good. It just like the name so far, I really liked it. I've listened to it so much now. I don't know if like Riptide, and High and iPad. I don't know if it, I know they all came out as singles. So I don't know if, you know, if they're like actually part of the album or if they just added them to it. But anyway, all those three songs in the album, I enjoy them all. I listen to them all the time. Yeah, it's very fun. Then, If You Change My Mind, or If You Change Your Mind, that's a good song too. Then Something Different. Then If You're Serious, I really like that one. Marathons, I listen to it, but it's not one of my favorites. If You're Serious is great. I love that one. Something Different. Now, let me tell you something. It's different. It's great. I know, wordplay. In Too Deep, it's great. I love that song. Yes, I Hope You Change Your Mind. That's a good song. I think they did a fantastic job. It's definitely worth the wait. So, yeah. Because I would always tell people, I'm like, the Chainsmokers haven't had an album out come out in years. I mainly just noticed it because of the pandemic, and I just miss listening to their songs. So, yeah, I really liked it. It was really good. So, yeah. I kind of find that really funny, though. Because right after I did a podcast, they released it right after that. I don't know if it, like, they probably like leaked some of it, you know? You know how like artists leak, like saying, oh, maybe there's gonna be an album drop at a certain time, blah, blah, blah. But I don't follow them like that. I'm not like that kind of fan. I don't know if I'm like that fan to anyone, actually. Yeah. No. I don't just sit around waiting. It's kind of funny. I honestly, yeah, Now I think about it, I don't do that for anything or anyone. But, well, I take that back. Sims. I've been waiting for a Sims 5. I know it's already being made, but yeah. I don't know. I may get into it when it comes out, or I may honestly just go straight to Paralives. Which Paralives? Oh my gosh. That looks breathtaking. It looks so good. For like a simulation game, it looks really good. Yeah, I'm excited. It's done by like this group on Patreon. They're on Patreon, so it's great. I support them, so it's great. I'm just a little worried that they're offering too much up. They're like giving us so much in the beginning. I'm just worried. I'm like, are they gonna be able to get it done? Because it's just so much that they're promising in the main game, but I think I don't know if they're almost done, but nah, I would think so. They've been working on that for a long time, but yet again, I know they're adding a bunch of stuff, but yet again, you don't know how much of it's gonna be in the base game, unlike The Sims 4. Not to hate on The Sims, but. All right, okay. I love The Sims. They're great. But they're owned by EA. They're EA. So. And also, yeah, they do create a lot of... They do have a lot of stuff. But come on, put more stuff in the main game. I know. I have most of the DLCs, so... I can't really say much, but yeah. I'm just hoping Paralives, I hope it's good. And the one thing I really hope for is that when they do make DLCs, I hope they're actually like a reasonable price. I'm sorry, but Sims, come on. $40? $40? Like, I'm okay with paying $10, but I'm okay with paying $20. $20 would be fine, but $40. Okay, I'll just put this on there. If the price of a DLC is more than the game, something's up. I know that Sims Now is like, it's like close to nothing. Because they do all these deals all the time. But, come on. I'm pretty sure when Sims 4 originally came out, I think it was $60. I got it for a gift, so I never bought it. Like, I never went to a store and like, hey, Sims 4. I got it for, I think, Christmas, honestly. So yeah, I started playing that. I've had it from almost the beginning when they first dropped it. It's changed a lot, but I would say for the better, but it's pretty good now. Don't get me wrong, it's pretty good. But honestly, I've been playing a lot of Sims 3 lately. Alright, just forget it. This entire podcast is Sims. That's all it is. I know I put music and movies in the thing, but maybe we'll talk about movies. Honestly, I talked about movies last time. So, you know, there's nothing really new that I know. So. Sims! Sims is fun. I enjoy it. It's alright. Sims 3. It's very fun. I can see. It was really good for its time. There are like a lot of good things from The Sims 3. That I wish that they brought into Sims 4. Like, a lot. But I can't get into that. Because we don't have enough time. There would not be enough time for me to talk about everything. But I saw this article. I don't even know who it was from. But I was reading about it. And they were talking about Sims 5. And they were saying EA needs to put in bring it back to life kind of like feel. Because Sims 4, it feel when you first play it, you're like, oh, this is pretty good life, you know? And then everyone that plays Sims 3, they're like, go play Sims 3 for a little bit and come back. Sims 3 compared to Sims 4, like, life feeling, it's off the charts with Sims 3. It can't, Sims 4 can't compete. But yet again, I don't have any mods, but it does, the graphics are behind, but honestly, it's a few years old. Honestly, I don't even remember when Sims 3 came out. Hold on. I must know this. This we will know. Ah, sorry. I hit it. Oh, okay. Here we go. Yes, I talk weird. When? Pretty sure it was like early 2000s. Hey, late 2000s. All right. 2009. Oh my gosh. That's an old game. And I still play it. That's honestly, I think that's the game I've been playing the most since my surgery. Honestly. I've been playing Valorant. But man, I don't know why. It's just right now, well, in the beginning. Okay, so in the beginning of my recovery, I really couldn't lay up for a long time. So Valorant, let me tell you something. I love the game. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But when you can't leave a game without getting a penalty. So for someone that really couldn't stay up for long, I didn't play it that much, but because I always love to play unrated. It's not comp. It's close to it. But you get penalized when you leave, or like when you leave mid-game. So I never wanted to start a game up. I'm like, I don't want to get penalized because I've spent a lot of money on that game. And some of you are like, Nolan, it's a free game. Why would you? The skins are cool. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to get into that. Yeah. Like I said, it would take a long time to talk about how many skins I have on that game. Honestly, I think I'll be getting one today. I'm not sure. Still debating. So. Yeah. This is my life. But anyway. So anyway, Sims 3 is like a great game for me right now. Just been living it out. I'm an actor in the game, so it's fun. But I just got the pet DLC and some other ones. And I bought them from a different website. Because I did not want to pay $20 for each. So, yes. Yes, EA is still selling every single DLC and stuff pack for $20 on Sims 3. Cool. I bought some... I think it was... Was it this morning? I think it was last night. It was this morning, I'm pretty sure. I bought some stuff. I bought the car pack and the 70s, 80s, 90 pack. So that was fun. Then I bought pets last night. So that was fun. I enjoy it. Because, honestly, Sims 3, that's probably my favorite Sims game. Like, playing it a lot now. It is my favorite Sims game. So. And also, there is some stuff I could see what they got, like, what they did better in Sims 4. They did a lot of stuff better in Sims 4. But they took so much away. I just hope Sims 5, I hope they listen to the community. And they just combine Sims 3, Sims 4, Sims 5. Oh my god, that'd be such a good game. Like, just the open world alone. That's honestly... That's one big thing that they need to add to Sims 5. Just open world. They need to make it feel more lively. Because I know how it runs the game really slow back Sims 3. I see why what they did in Sims 4. I see why how they think it would work better. But I think now we have like the computer power to do it. I think everyone's computers are up to date like that. And our gaming engines are a lot better than they were back in 2009. So I think it could work out quite well. Yeah. I hope it's good. Graphic-wise, I like how they did Sims 4. I don't know how I would like to, because, oh my god, Unreal Engine 5, holy moly. If they did a Sims game in that, you could not tell if it was real life or not. That would be terrifying. But, you see, I'm like a guy who, I like good graphics in games, but if it gets too real, I'm like, maybe not. Because then I'm just like, you know, if someone put me in VR into this game, I wouldn't know it. Then I'd just be stuck. Like, I'm on that kind of side. I'm like, maybe we should chill on the graphics. Like, not make it where you could get kidnapped and not know it. You know? I'm on that side of the fence. But, it's, yeah. Yeah, for people that don't know, Unreal 5. Yeah, I think it's 5. Yeah, it's pretty insane. So, oh my god. And I don't even know if this generation's games are on it yet. I think some are. Why do I think Fortnite's on it? I don't think Fortnite is. I think it is, though. Because it takes a lot to, like, probably, Fortnite, honestly, I feel like they would do it, you know, because they do weekly updates. I like weekly updates. Those are cool. That's why one thing I wish Minecraft would do again is go back to weekly updates. But Minecraft is also, like, a big game now, so I see why they don't. But it'd be so fun, you know? Hey, what's up? But yeah, weekly updates, I enjoy them. I know back when Minecraft was like really small, that's what they did. So, yeah, they didn't do monthly updates, they did weekly. They would add like little things throughout the week. It'd be so cool. But anyway, I know Sims 4 actually started doing that too. I don't think it's weekly, but that's also really cool what they did. There are some like really cool things that they do with the game, but I mainly complain about the pricing. But hey, that's me. But they did a Sims airdrop system where they drop like a little like weekly updates in a way. I don't think it's weekly though, but they drop updates and you don't have to update your game, so that's cool. They add like just random new stuff all the time now, so that's pretty cool. I haven't played Sims 4 in a while. I was debating on playing it for a little bit, but then I'm like, but Sims 3 though, because you know I love Sims 3, but they need to add cars. They need to. I know they would do nothing for the game, but it's decoration, man. And yeah, I know there's mods for it, but come on, add cars. But that's honestly, that's why I love Sims 3 so much, is because it's open world. You can buy cars, and you just have a parking garage, or legitimately a parking garage, just full of cars, like super cool ones too, like fast ones. It's pretty sick. So, you know, Sims 5 would be such a good game. So, I can't wait. But yeah, honestly, I may switch over. I'm not sure. I'll probably buy both. Honestly, in the end, I'll be like, okay, here's my money. I'm like, take it. But yeah, I already know. I will support Paralives because they're a small company, and I think they're a small company. Yeah. They're a smaller game. So I'm like, I'll support you too, buddy. Come here. But also their building system. Oh my god. It's so cool. They're basically adding a color wheel so you can do any color. And then a really cool thing is, so Sims, they can't really do this because, well, maybe they would have to rebuild the entire game. but they could possibly do this. I don't see them doing this in Sims 4. Maybe Sims 5. But, so Sims is basically built on, like, a grid system. It's, like, where you place everything, kind of in a grid way. But Paralives, there is no grid. You build. So you can do, like, curved walls, and, I was, like, first watching the game, like, reveal, like, some of the continent has, and I was like, why are there not that many options for, like, any furniture, like, sizes and everything? And then they moved all the furniture and made it however big they wanted. And then I just stopped and I sent it to my friend that plays the game, like, that type of game with me. We don't play it, like, you know, together because there is no multiplayer. Well, there is a mod for that. But anyway, we were both freaking out. We're like, bro. Because you could make, like, a small shelf into a large shelf. You just drag it. It's so cool. And it's the same way with, like, house building. It's not just, like, with furniture or anything. It's with everything, I'm pretty sure. So they're not working with a grid system. So that's pretty cool. One really cool thing is that, so Paralives, oh god, I think it was like, it's been a year since this came out, but they released a house building video, and they were working on the trees outside the house, and there was like, I think at the time, at that Pacific time, there was like two or three options for trees, and they were all just normal, and then I was like, bro, is that drag thing going to work for trees? And it did. And the guy was just building trees up and right. And bushes. He's making small bushes, big trees, lapping them together. I'm like, there's like no codes for it either. Because, you know, in Sims, you can do like, you can do kind of what Paralives does. But with all cheat codes, this was just normal. So, yeah. It's gonna be fun when that game comes out. I can't wait for it. I hope they release a beta pretty soon, because I will download it and play it for hours. But because I feel like they're gonna be the type of game company that releases a beta. I don't think Sims ever did. Maybe, I'm not sure. Yeah, I've talked about Sims a lot today. This will just be the Sims podcast for today. Yeah. I was actually just playing it earlier today. So, honestly, I don't think I'll play 4 today. Maybe. But we'll see. I like 4, but now that I went on 3, I'm like, forget 4. Because people were always saying, like, Sims 3 is so much better. And I'm like, nah, 4 is great. Then I actually, like, played 4. Or I played 3. I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, oh my god, man. I don't even have all the DLCs yet. So, right now, 2 DLCs I need. I need Paradise Living, Showtime, and then a bunch of other random stuff packs. So, I'll get them all eventually. But, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like The Sims as a franchise. It's good. A lot of stuff is just expensive, but I found the way to get other stuff, so yeah. Also, just another big factor that I love about Sims 3 is I even checked this out on 4, see if they had it, and they have some version of it, but it's not the best. But you can buy all the properties, and you can get, like, rent from them. Or, not taxes. I'm not saying you're Uncle Sam, but, well, in a way, you're kind of like Uncle Sam. You can buy, like, all the businesses in Sims 3. And then, like, every day, or not every, bro, imagine every day, once a week, you can just go and collect all your money. That's also why I like Sims 3. So, yeah. There's, like, just, like, little things like that. It's so fun. Like, you don't even need to have a job at that point. honestly, I could quit my job in The Sims 3 right now and I'd be fine. But hey. Yeah, it's fun. It's very fun. I enjoy it. So if you ever wanted to get into The Sims franchise, I say you should probably try out Sims 3. Sims 4 is fun, but Sims 3 is great. So that's my cup of tea. So yeah, I'm gonna drop out. Not drop out of school. That's my kind of way of saying podcast is over. So yeah, all right. So yeah, if you guys liked what you heard, if you liked what you heard, just share it out. Say like, bro, come listen to this weird guy. He just talked about Sims for like 20 minutes. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I do this. Why do I do this? But anyway, I'm still deciding. For right now, I'm going to be posting, I don't even know what to call them, like audio videos? Yeah, like videos of the podcast to YouTube. So there's a way you can do it through the service I use for the podcast. So there will be videos on YouTube of this now. It'll be starting with this one. But I'm still deciding if I want to add video to the podcast all now. I feel like it'd be really cool, like, for when I start interviewing people. But I don't understand any of it yet. So, yeah. But you can email me at NolanRamsey1. And if you think it should be a thing, email me. And, yeah, tell me if you want to see my beautiful face and not just listen to my beautiful voice. Just let me know. So, yeah. If you have any questions or anything like that, if you want to come on to the podcast and just talk random stuff with me, just let me know in the email. Send an email to me. So, yeah. My email is NolanRamsey1@gmail.com. So, yeah. Good talking to you guys. I was about to say good to hear you, but I didn't hear you. You heard me. So, yeah. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.